Kapara. All right, so we'll say good morning. Let's begin. So we're picking up page Resh Zayin. Resh Zayin. So remember, again, we began this section yesterday, which is going to be which already is, but will continue to be an intriguing and fascinating section regarding marriage and emuna, regarding the idea that one has to have an incredible and true emuna in order to be able to function in marriage and to be able to function in Shalom Bayis. So he's giving examples how married life contrasts ultimately again with being single, and how it is that a person requires an additional level of emunah in order to be able to sustain Shalom Bayis. I think we left off at the second to last paragraph on page Resh Zayin. He says, Adam Sheino Nasli, Impogim Bechvodo, so a person who's not married, Impogim Bechvodo means somebody offends him, somebody upsets him, Hu Yochol HaHachzir Milchamos Sara. So you know what, if somebody hurts me, I could hurt them right back. Somebody offends me, somebody gives me a shtach, I could hurt them right back. And the truth is, it doesn't really have a negative impact on my personal life. In other words, so if I choose to get into a war of words with someone, if I choose to go ahead and somebody bothers me or somebody hurts me, somebody offends me, I strike right back, that's fine. And then what happens? After that interpersonal blow up, I go home, I go on my own way, and it doesn't impact my personal life. And more often than not, even if I don't go ahead and, let's say, respond negatively, even if I don't go ahead and respond in kind when somebody upsets me or somebody offends me, that's often only because I want to appear pious and I want to maintain an external level of personal piety. Aval Adam Nasri, but a person ultimately who is married, Sheishto Mevaza also. Let's say a person has a situation where his wife is not nice to him, right? Ishto Mevaza also is a very strong lashon. His wife embarrasses him or his wife humiliates him. O Echan Miyaladav Eno Shomea Bekalo, or one of my kids doesn't listen to me. Who may give bidyuk behet aim limidos of hamityos. So often you could tell the true midos of a person by how they interact with their family members when something doesn't go well within the family. You see, again, how I interact with people on the outside, lav dafka is a true metric of the kind of person I am. How I interact with my wife, if she does something not nice to me, or how I interact with my children, if they don't listen to me, that ultimately shows my real midos. Im hu ka'ason, eino yachol lahastir es ka'asa. It was a very profound idea. You know, if I have a bad temper, I could hide that temper when I interact with people outside of my home. It's very difficult to hide your true midos from the people inside your home. How you act in the home very often is a true snapshot of the midos qualities I possess. Imukasin yochol astir es kaso v'chamuvan kol teguva shelo karoi babayis ein overes l'seder hayom maher kolkach u'memele hu mevin shebeli avoda amitis al emuna the olam lo yihye lo shum shalom bayis. And I will say, very often we know that the challenges which exist within our homes are often not things which can be immediately solved, are not things ultimately, again, which go away within a day, but often, again, they linger for a while, and therefore, without true emunah, a person can't work on them. What the Mechaber is trying to point out to Rebbe Say is the following, that very often when it comes to conflict or issues outside of the home, very often those are one-off things, and even if they're not one-off, but they're ongoing, I could dismiss it. I could walk away from a person. I could choose to disassociate. I don't need to be connected or tethered to that person who is negative or that situation which is negative. In my home life, it's a bit different. In my home life, I often am tethered to those realities. I am tethered to those people. I am tethered to those difficulties. As such, my true midos come out with how I deal with home situations. A person could put on, as we all do, a person could put on a good show, klape chutz, right? On the outside, I could come across as well-mannered, as calm, as dispassionate. But how I am on the inside of my home, ultimately, again, is the true metric of the quality of my midos. And that's why, again, the only way to deal with issues in the home is if one possesses a true emunah, is if one possesses this idea that all of the circumstances of my life, again, are from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything is for good. And everything has a message, has a lesson. Then and only then do I have the ability to deal with the issues inside my home as well. Adam Sheinu Nasui, Eino Tzarich Liyos Ma'aseh Shel Nesina Masmedes. Someone who's not married does not necessarily have to be a constant giver. Nesina Masmedes doesn't have to be a constant giver. Havana, Hakshav V'Chadoma, I don't have to be a constant understander. I know it's not a good word, but you understand. It doesn't have to be a constant listener. In other words, you know, like in the outside, in my, what I'll call my outside relationships, I don't have to be in a constant state of giving, a constant state of attentiveness and understanding, and a constant state of listening. I don't have to have all of those midos on a constant level. Aval Adam Nasui, Tzarech Tamid Lasis, Lashpia, Lahakshiv, turn the page or Lahavin. They will say somebody who is married has to be in a constant state, ultimately again, of giving, Lashpia, of influencing, Lakshiv, of listening, Ulahavid, and of understanding. In other words, we will say this is an incredible insight into relationships in general. This idea that Lamaisa, again, when it comes to in the home relationships, I have to be on. I'm always on. I always have to be listening, to giving, attentive. Says it's very profound. Therefore, in order to ultimately, again, be able to do this, in order to be a constant giver, a constant influencer, a constant listener, a constant understander, right? In order to be all of these things, I have to have, this is so profound, Shetiel Nefesh Regua Umaleya. I have to have a tranquil soul. Meaning, if I am not at peace with myself, it's going to be difficult for me to do all of these things for my family members. Davar shu bilti afshari b'li emunah. And I will say, it is impossible, ultimately, again, to have a tranquil soul without emunah. In other words, we'll say, you see where everything is going over here, that in order to have true, in order to have shalom bayis, in order to have shalom bayis, a person has to have emunah. Because the Rebbe says that does two things. Number one, when difficult things happen within my family, so emunah allows me to deal with them. Emunah allows me to deal with them. That's number one. And number two, emunah endows me. The Rebbe says, we know this. This we don't need a sefer to tell us this. You know, it is a lot of work to maintain shalom bayis. Why is it a lot of work? Because the Rebbe says, you know, in almost anything else in life, you don't have to always be on. Even with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you don't have to always be on. Right? It's an incredible idea. Halavai, we should all have kavana every single tefillah we daven. Reality is, most of us don't. We do it anyway, but lav dafka that it's an inspiring and moving tefillah experience. Because even with God, there's not an expectation that I have to always be on. Shalom bayis is different. With your spouse, the truth is, you have to always be on. You have to always be on. With your kids, you have to always be on. Why? I will say because of the mistakes we make in our marriage, the mistakes we make with our children, which inevitably we do, but those mistakes endure. Those mistakes often don't go away. You know, Ribbono Shel Olam has a very good forgive and forget policy. Human beings do not. Human beings do not. As such, again, a person has to, how is it that a person could always remain on? How is it that a person could always remain in the proper state? The Mechaber posits that's through emunah. Emunah endows one with inner tranquility. That inner tranquility allows me to navigate all of the different circumstances. Adam Sheinu Nasui, what's the second paragraph, page Reish Ches. Adam Sheinu Nasui, Yochol Lasos Hatzaga, Shel Adam Sameach Vechavrusi, Aval Kasher Hu Nasui, as Sobo says, so a person is not married. He could be a chevraman, right? He's besimcha. He's happy. He's got friends. Aval kasher hu nasu, when he gets married, azay miskala hasimcha ha'amitis shalom. Then his true midah of simcha comes out. Kasher utzarech l'sameach es b'nei beiso ulahanim lahem es chayehem. He has to go ahead, because Sobo says, you see, what the Mechaber is contrasting over here is if I'm not married, so it's easy to be besimcha with my friends and with my chaverim. There's no real responsibility, meaning my responsibility is to be happy. I have no responsibility to make people happy. Masha'inke, when I get married, and I have a mishpacha, so suddenly again, kasheru tzarech l'sameach as b'nei beiso, suddenly again I have an obligation not just to be happy, but to make my family happy, ulahanim lahem eschayehem, and to make their lives present, v'chamuvan, ze bilti efshari lihiyo samech be'emes b'li emuna. One cannot reach this level without true emuna. Ubichla yachasav shala adam im achevra b'chutz, mushtosim al cheshbonos shal teinli, v'atein l'cha. So I'll say similarly, when a person has external relationships, those external relationships are often based on a model of quid pro quo. You give me, and I'll give you. This reciprocity. Valatzagos, valtachposos, shematarasam lekabel kavod haaracha ma'amad parnasa v'chadome. What's with the mechaber now posits is, at the end of the day, very often life relationships are utilitarian in nature. Utilitarian in nature. In other words, I'll do something for you so that you'll do something for me. I'll go ahead and take care of you so that ultimately, again, when I am in need, you'll take care of me. He goes on, Aval bebeso, ha'adam poshet es kol ha'masechos. But I will say, in a home, a person removes all of the masks. U'misnaig b'diuk kifishuhu. So I will say, so sometimes in life, we put on a face, right? We act a certain way because I need something from a particular relationship. I have to be a certain way because I need you to do something for me. So I create this persona that will allow me to get from you what it is that I need. But in the home, all the masks come off. In the home, again, the bless you, the real person comes out. U'misnaig b'diuk kafishahu. And ultimately, again, a person behaves as they really are. V'mu'enu balamuno. Therefore, again, if a person is not a bal emuna, zeyiv lo t'ma'od b'chol ha'magosav, then ultimately, again, I will say, it'll come out a lot in all of my behaviors, v'yitein es rishumo b'shlom ha'bayis shalo, and it'll leave its negative mark on my shalom bayis, v'zeyachriach oso lahaschil la'avod al emuna. And ultimately, again, it will force me to recognize that I need to begin to work on my emuna. So we'll say, so bottom line, we'll stop over here for today, but bottom line, what comes out according to the Mechaber is this incredible, beautiful idea that in order to have proper shalom bayis, one requires true emuna. And that's for two reasons. Number one, because emuna will help me deal with the complexities of my shalom bayis situation, the complexities in my marriage, the complexities ultimately, again, in my relationship with my children. And number two, emuna will endow me with the necessary inner tranquility to be able to be a good giver, a constant influencer, a constant listener, and all of the necessary midos needed in order to be able to affect true shalom bayis and build true relationships. So we'll continue with this, Emirat Hashem, a bit more tomorrow.